Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that helps you get through the stuff that could kill you.
Like landslides or blackouts or fire ants.
Ooh, and the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Oh, like sexting your boss or twerking in public or getting fired.
Let's just play the song.
Yeah.
Ground is shaking under our feet, mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling, gobbling down Xanax.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to How to Survive.
Thank you. Welcome yourself.
This is How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, as we've previously established.
Yes.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Danielle still.
I'm glad.
I have an update.
I'm ready.
Last week we talked about my hair salon, and I didn't know if it was a pun on Celine Dion, because it's called Salon Dion.
And I can see, based on your hair and how amazing it looks, that you've recently been there.
I was there. No salon ever has done what I asked them to do. I literally showed the guy three pictures, and he was like, okay, and then just chopped off most of my hair. And I told this to you before the show, but this is a tendency. I literally used to go to a guy who wore a studded collar around his neck and had, like, you know, shaved eyebrows and crazy, like, punk kind of look.
Yeah.
And I would leave looking like I was a Hasidic Jewish woman wearing a wig, like, every single time. And I'm like, what? Are you just, like, so leaning the other way that you... I mean, it always looked fine once you washed it, but it was like they just style it in this really old-fashioned... I'm like, I know I'm old, but Christ. Anyway, so I went to Salon Dion.
Yes.
And I said, I just got to ask you. I said, is it... Because now I see that the accent is on the E. And so I said, is it Salon DNA or is it Salon Dion? And she said, oh, yeah, people want to say Salon Dion like Celine Dion. And I said, right. Is it a pun on Celine Dion?
Right.
No.
Ugh.
She said it's Salon Dione, which is like a Greek goddess or something, she said.
Dione?
Dione.
Is that a Greek goddess?
I don't know. I didn't even look it up.
I don't know my Greek goddesses.
I don't either. Well, I always know, like, you know, three that I can answer or something.
Maybe Garen can let us know.
Yeah.
Some point.
Maybe
there's no rush
the end of the
on
show,
this.
But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's the answer. It's not a play on words, which is upsetting.
I'm disappointed. And I think we should just decide it is.
I guess.
In our minds.
It'll still help me remember the name of the salon.
That you're not going back to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's just, it doesn't matter because wherever I go, they don't do it right. So
you know
what's
the
difference?
Maybe next time it's time for you to get your hair done.
Yeah.
You're going to take a little field trip.
All the way to where you live?
You're going
to
come over?
Yeah, I will.
We're going to have a nice day.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
By
the LA River. We're going to get our hair done together.
Okay.
And we're going to go to a couple cute shops.
Do you live by the LA River?
No, but Frogtown's where I get my hair done.
Frogtown?
Yeah. You know Frogtown?
No.
I gotta take you there.
What the hell is Frogtown?
It's a cute little hipster area near the LA River, and they have like cool vintage shops and restaurants.
The LA River runs quite a while. So where, what?
Well, it's close to Highland Park.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, we'll do it.
And then we can go to Highland Park, and I got to, oh, I know a shop you're going to love.
Okay.
Great.
I love it. Well,
it's called Daughter, but it's not like your daughter. It's like Dotter.
Like a doddering fool?
Sure.
Okay.
You'll like that place.
All right.
So
I'm already into
I've got
it.
The whole day planned.
Okay.
Oh, I know where we're going to eat. It's going to be so fun.
All right. Well, we'll have to make my hair grow real fast. It does grow real fast.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, this is probably going to happen in 6 weeks. That's when we're both going to need our hair done again.
Well, so, yeah, because I did get it professionally colored for the first time in years. And I was glad to do that.
Let's let somebody else. You know, at
I
some
can't
point
do it. I can't reach back there. I can't see.
No.
I don't know. I'm not good at it.
No. Yeah. You got to. That's this is what. This is what the podcast cash is for.
Right. All the cash we're raking in.
That was a joke. Do you know who Miss Sheila is from the documentary?
No.
About what's that documentary with the cult?
Oh, well, I mean, narrow
so,
it down.
I can't.
Yeah,
know,
yeah. Miss Sheila. Yes. The Indian. Yeah.
So she always says that was a joke.
The Wild.
Wild Country.
Wild Country. Yes. God, that was a fantastic
so
one.
So good.
And then they did a parody of it. I guess it was on SNL, but it was after What's Her Face had left. The one we always like to say. Nadim.
What's happening right now?
Nadim. That actress that's who is the woman on SNL? Pedra Nadim. It's not that, but it's something like that. Now I sound like John Travolta. Anyway, whatever it was, she did a parody and she did that woman perfectly.
Oh, I gotta see that.
It was very funny.
I gotta see that.
So you, speaking of that, you wanted to ask me about some TV
I
show.
I did want to ask you because inquiring minds would like to know.
Sure.
Are you still watching Yellow Jackets?
No. I've only watched the first episode. I haven't gotten Showtime yet.
Oh, see. Okay.
I have to do it, but I feel like I really should be working on like furthering my career and not watching so much TV. So I can't justify buying Showtime yet, although I'm really not doing anything. I still am just watching TV.
Oh, but so that wouldn't further your career to continue watching Yellow Jackets, but
None of it will further my career.
Hey,
I should be working on something, but
like I've got to be writing my own pilot.
Yes.
Like watching Yellow Jackets isn't going to help me.
Exactly.
Oh, got it.
So
got
instead
it.
I'm watching Dope Sick, which I get for free, which is fantastic.
Yeah. You know what? I've read the book it's based on and
oh.
I wrote a really long paper on it for
did
graduate
you?
School. Yes.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I had to write.
So
a paper
the book
on it.
Is obviously not fictionalized. It is the true account.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, I'm going to read it after I watch, because when I like something, I like to get into it totally. So I will read the book after I finish watching
I'll
it.
I'll bring it for you. You can read my graduate analysis
I
of
will.
It.
I will. I've never read a graduate
it's
analysis.
Master's level.
That's really exciting. What made you pick that book?
I think I maybe had to. I think it was
okay.
One that was picked for me.
Oh, okay.
Some of the books in grad school you don't get a choice about.
Oh.
There was something else TV related. So I've got a nugget for you.
Yes.
And then we'll move on to the topic at hand. I watched last night a new show on HBO Max called Minx. And it is a comedy.
Yes.
Jake Johnson or Jake Johansson?
Jake Johnson from New Girl. Yeah.
So he's delightful in it. And
yeah, he's great.
He's a sort of a porn mag magnet. Sure. That's
yeah.
what you say. And he meets up with a feminist who wants to start this feminist magazine in the 70s. And they join forces to create this erotic magazine for women.
Really?
And they have a kind of a Sam Diane type dynamic, which I know you like.
I do.
She does remind me a little bit of Shelley Long. And I think it's episode two because we watched two episodes. I've never seen this many penises on television.
Oh, well, you should watch Righteous Gemstones because they are coming at you.
It's great.
And they're all not pleasant.
This is great. This is great. And I'm not a penis connoisseur.
Aficionado.
I'm not, I don't watch porn. Right. I've never been a porn person.
You know what you like when you see it.
I don't like to see violent penis action jamming into things.
Violent penis action.
Well, it always seems very aggressive. I don't want to see like ramming penises.
Sure.
No, thank you.
Right.
That's not a thing for me. I just no. But it was kind of delightful to see all of these different sizes and shapes of penises.
Okay.
And so I encourage everyone out there to watch it.
And you like it even aside from the penises, you're enjoying the show.
Even aside from the penises, I'm enjoying it highly.
I have seen a billboard for it. I don't think there were any penises on the billboard, but
there might be some rules against that.
Yeah, I do enjoy Jake Johnson. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And who's the woman?
I don't know. I've never seen her in anything.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
So let me know if you've seen her in anything, because I was delighted. And there's no segue.
Okay, so our topic today is...
Are you ready to get into today's topic?
I am.
So I'm going to tell you about one of the deadliest insects on Earth.
Okay. That was the suspenseful part, was the Earth?
Yes.
Okay. The deadliest insects on Jupiter.
I was like, where
Jupiter?
Is the suspenseful part? Red fire ants.
Ooh, okay.
So ants, you know, not typically associated with aggressiveness or attacks on humans. Right. But for the past 80 years, America has become a breeding ground for a particularly dangerous ant species native to South America.
Oh, okay.
These are the red imported fire ant.
Fire ants.
Yes.
Now, when I was a kid and we had red ants in my front yard, mm-hmm. were those fire ants or are there red ants that are also not fire ants?
That is a very good question that I don't know if I can answer today.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about their history. They were accidentally imported into the United States from a cargo shipment that departed from Brazil a little more than 80 years ago. The Brazilian cargo was first unloaded at a port in Mobile, Alabama. And since then, they've spread across the southeast, and they sometimes wind up in northern states. What makes red imported fire ants particularly dangerous is their resemblance to typical ants.
Okay.
So
then I'm going to say what was in my yard was just regular typical red ants.
Probably. They're just as small as the ants you see regularly, but they're far more aggressive.
Okay.
So they dwell in mounds that look like small bumps in the ground, and if a person were to accidentally make contact with one of their mounds, the fire ants would immediately swarm out of their nests in order to attack the unsuspecting victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna describe to you now how they attack you.
Okay.
So
I'm picturing, just say what I'm picturing?
Please,
first?
That's what I want you to do.
I'm picturing 10,000 red ants mm-hmm. crawling over you.
Yeah.
And then
over me. Okay.
Over you, sure.
Yeah.
And you're laying down and mm-hmm. they've got you pinned like Gulliver. And then they their bodies form the shape of like ropes and locks and so it's just, you know, like a cartoon where their bodies have formed these things and like a gag over your mouth.
I love it. I mean, on someone else.
Yeah.
I will say something fascinating right now, which is you're not that off.
Oh.
From what does happen when they do something later that I'm going to get to.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm very suspended.
Suspend this thought.
Okay.
The fire ants bite the flesh to grab hold. And this is done so quickly and sharply that there is little pain. What inflicts the burn, hence the name fire ant, is the venom injected by a stinger.
Okay. So they bite you and they have a stinger.
Yeah. They bite you to hold on, and then they go bing and sting you.
Holy ghost. Is the stinger on their rear?
The stinger? I don't know. Maybe. Can you look that up, Karen? I never could.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about the venom. It's water insoluble. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
And contains hemolytic factors that cause the release of histamine and other vasoactive amines. These produce the itching and redness immediately and a bacterial uninfected pustule at the sting site.
Uninfected?
Hopefully. It's
okay.
Okay. So then you get like a pustule.
Great.
The venom also contains several allergenic proteins that can cause anaphylaxis in patients who are allergic to the proteins. So If you, okay, antigenic similarity exists between these proteins and bee and wasp venoms, leading to the next thing, meaning if you're highly allergic to bees and wasps, there's a good
chance. You're probably, okay, that's what I was going to ask, because it's one of those things that doesn't happen so often that you could get a ant bite and not realize, oh my God, I'm allergic, and then you're allergic. But
if you're already allergic and know you're highly allergic
to bees, then
there's a good chance.
Okay.
Severe reactions may include redness of the face, swelling of the face, eyes, and throat, hives, chest pain, trouble breathing, difficulty speaking, numbness, cardiac arrest. So this is no joke, people. I'll let you know when things are not a joke. In most cases, injuries caused by red imported fire ants will go away on their own unless they become infected. For those who are allergic, immediate medical treatment is necessary. Okay.
Just put some peroxide on it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, just ignore it. Guys, don't do that. How painful? You want to know how painful the bite is? I'm going to give you a little anecdote from TaiwanNews.com.
Okay.
On March 15th, so just recently, a dump truck driver in Taichung crashed his vehicle into a tree after passing out from a fire ant bite. The 39-year-old man, surnamed Wu, was bitten while driving, became dizzy and weak before finally passing out, losing control of the truck, and crashing into a tree. The police department was cited as saying officers had noticed the crashed vehicle while on patrol at around 5 a.m. and approached the scene to find a pale, barely conscious Wu. They called for an ambulance, but Wu was so weak that he nearly fell out of the driver's seat while waiting for the ambulance to arrive. He's recovered from the injury after receiving treatment at the hospital.
So they probably had no idea what it was initially, because why would you ever suspect a fire ant?
Right.
They probably thought he was on drugs or drunk or, you know, fainted or whatever.
They might have just discovered, you know, the bites, or maybe he told them, like, oh, I got some bites on my foot.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it's an area that has a lot of fire ants.
I don't know.
So that they didn't mention that in the article. Here's some first aid tips if you've been bitten.
Okay.
Move rapidly away from the nest, clearly.
Okay.
Quickly remove them off the skin and clothing to prevent further stings. So you brush them off.
Don't
smack.
Okay, because you might smack the stinger into your skin.
Well, and that can cause them to become more aggressive.
Okay.
Wash the area gently with soap and water.
Uh-huh.
Disinfect the bite with alcohol. Place a cool cloth or ice cloth on the site for 15 minutes. Try dabbing the site with one of the following: diluted 1-to-1 bleach solution.
Ooh.
Yeah. Calamine lotion, enzyme cleaner, or meat tenderizer. So it's just like a grab thing.
I don't have any of those things in my house. Wait, what was the first thing?
Bleach. You have bleach?
Nah, I don't think so. Who uses bleach anymore? Except
I do.
From grade schools.
I have bleach under my sink. I think during the pandemic.
Just to tempt your luck? Just see what your kids get into, because they're
just
not,
in case.
Yeah, you guys don't have enough bad luck. What do you use bleach for?
Well, during pandemic, I think I cleaned with it.
Oh.
Like, not pure, but like 1-to-1. Yeah. I would do all my counters. And
okay.
Remember when we were cleaning everything with bleach?
Groceries, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, oh, you got to wipe your groceries. We were so dumb back then. Consider spraying a topical cortisone or Benadryl.
Okay.
So those are pretty common. Do not scratch the pustule, because this can lead to infection.
Tempting.
I know. You really want to scratch those pustules.
You just want to pop them.
Ping.
I've told you that I'm a little obsessed with weird skin things, right?
Yes. Do you watch the Pimple Popper show?
I watched it once and I found it extremely gratifying.
Yeah. I feel like that's your wheelhouse.
So I have not watched it again because I don't think I want to be that person.
Well, I think you are that person, Danielle.
I am, but...
You don't want to be.
I guess I don't want to be.
Hmm.
I don't know. Also, maybe I'm chasing the high, and maybe I won't get the same...
You'll never get that pilot written.
I'll never get that pilot written if I just want to keep on writing unproduced pilots until I'm dead.
Oh, same.
But maybe you've given me an idea. Maybe a fictionalized Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
I hate the name. That's also the other thing. I hate the name of the show.
You know what? Maybe you could write a classier Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
I think
Pustule
this has...
Pustule puncturer.
All I know is it has legs.
It has legs and teeth.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yes.
Because it's an unabsorbed twin.
I love everything about this.
Okay.
were we not more successful? Okay. It's important never...
If you want to buy a t-shirt.
Hey, guys, we've got merch. Okay. I'm going to tell you how to avoid fire ants.
Okay.
Clearly, you don't want to get bitten by one,
no.
Even if you're not allergic. Watch where you step.
Yes.
Most people get stung by fire ants because they aren't paying attention to where they are stepping.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention to where you're stepping, Danielle?
I mean, I very rarely, but I won't say never, go outside without, you know, without shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I hope I'm paying attention.
But you probably wear sandals and you probably have open feet.
Yeah, even flip-flops.
But you know what? I don't think we aren't, they do have red fire ants in California, but it's not one of the more common states.
Okay.
I mean, it's all the south, everything that's in the south
and
of the United States.
And then apparently, what was it, China? Where was
over
Wu from?
Over in Taiwan. But
Taiwan.
I don't know if we have a lot of listeners in Taiwan right now. I think most of our listeners are in the United States.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if Brazil, obviously they came from Brazil, so we know they're in Brazil,
wow.
South America. But the south... Southern states is where you got to worry. So if you're, you know, in Florida, the Carolinas, anything.
I am now wondering if those ants in my front yard when I was a kid were, I mean, they were in a mound.
Yeah.
And I do remember my mom saying, you know, you have to watch out for red ants bite, black ants don't bite. Did I ever tell you my car was infested with ants?
No.
Yeah. My Hyundai was infested with ants, brand new car, infested with ants. Ants inside the car. Inside the car. And I went to the dealership.
Yes.
And they literally laughed at me. The men there literally laughed at me when I told them there were ants in my car.
Did you show them the ants?
Yeah. I can't remember if, like, they were there, but they weren't there at that moment or whatever. But they, you know how you, I mean.
Yes.
I don't look for sexism everywhere, but I find it at a car dealership every time.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of those times where I was like, Jesus, they're actually laughing at their customer.
Wow.
But yeah, I guess they had been imported from Korea.
Okay.
Or something. I mean, they were black. They weren't going to hurt. Although they didn't look like normal black ants. They were some other, you know, variety.
Did they do anything about it at Hyundai?
I think I got a new Hyundai. I think. I can't even remember. Well, they cleaned it out. I think they just cleaned it out or something. Yeah. Ugh,
that disgusts me.
Yeah.
I'm never going to buy a Hyundai.
Yeah. Don't.
You've just lost a customer. Watch. Okay. Obviously, we watch where you step. When walking in an area that may have fire ants, watch where you place your feet.
Okay.
Take caution when sightseeing, taking photos, stepping on the ground when camping, or sitting around campfires. And we know how you love to sit around a campfire, Danielle.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
If you know, if someone else arranges it, I'm going to a campfire.
I'm
going to
get you at a campfire.
I'm not going to... Well, we'll get our hair done and then go get lost in the woods.
Maybe not on the same day.
Not on the same day.
Because, you know,
after you get your hair done, you want to look nice.
We got to go somewhere nice.
Yeah. I hate when they're always like, oh, do you have something planned? And I'm like, no.
I know. Yeah. Then you feel like you got to make something up.
But I mean, who's walking around barefoot near a campfire? I would hope no one anyway.
But you could still have shoes and socks on.
And they could still get to you.
They could climb up and go
into that's
your,
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
These,
it's not like they're just getting your feet.
No,
they could get your legs. Yeah.
I have a sad story for you now.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Yeah.
An Alabama woman was on the phone planning her mom's funeral. Her mom had just died the day before of lung failure. She was on a hay bale.
This woman planning her. Okay.
And was attacked by fire ants.
Jesus.
And died of an apparent allergic reaction. And this is the day after her mom died.
Oh, my God.
So she's standing on the hay bale. It's really hard for me to say that. And she had a stick, just a big stick in her hand.
Yeah.
And she was beating the hay with a stick. Probably, like, not in anger, just doing something.
Yeah, while you're on the phone. Yeah.
Unknowingly stirred up a bunch of fire ants.
Oh, they like hay too?
Yeah. And then she got bitten and they, you know, she knew she would had been bitten a bunch. And they, you know, like stripped her down. You're supposed to take off all your clothes.
Okay.
And they got the ants off of her, but she died. So they had to plan.
Because she had an allergic reaction.
A double funeral. Isn't that awful?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty awful. I'm just wondering if it saved money. Like if you have
they get a casket discount.
You know, like when you have like a double wedding. I've never been to a double wedding. I don't know if they actually exist except for on TV shows.
I've never been to a double wedding or a double funeral. And
no, I don't.
Neither sounds good. I don't like singles of either, really. But I'd pick a wedding.
I like weddings.
Yeah?
I haven't been to one in a while.
They can
I'm
be
old.
They can be okay. I just everyone I know is already married or
yeah,
like it's like, are you gonna get married or what?
Garen.
Have you ever come close to getting married? Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have a story. Seems like someone was bitten by love ant.
I was in a relationship for 16 years.
What? I didn't realize it was 16 years. So did you ever talk about marriage?
We were technically... Well, he proposed to me at Disneyland, actually.
Oh, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
It very much is. It very much is.
In front of the castle, of course. Yeah. I didn't know that. And so you said yes.
Yeah, I mean...
So you were engaged.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then it ended.
And then it just... Yeah, just...
And then it became Tomorrowland. Yeah.
Violins played in the distance.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Did you have a ring?
We had these little Mickey rings, but we never wore them.
I think they were
too big.
Because
you're adults? They were too big.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I guessed the wrong thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but that was probably the main reason, like, but...
I didn't know you were so into Disney. Also, side note.
It kind of became like I got into it more than I was into it. I'm not like a Disney adult.
You're really. Not in Disney.
But I liked going to Disneyland. It was fun to go.
Yeah, it is fun.
I actually miss it. I want to go back, but you know.
You can come with me and the kids.
I'm sure they'll go on scarier rides than Oliver will go on. So
for sure they will.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying then Oliver, but they'll go on scary rides because they like scary.
Yeah.
They like scary rides.
Yeah, no, Oliver won't.
What's scary at Disneyland anymore? I guess Pirates is kind of...
No. I mean like...
Oh, the roller coaster.
Space Mountain is pretty scary and the Splash Mountain.
But I do get sort of irrationally upset when I see really expensive like Disney jewelry. I get really upset like, that's not what you should be spending your money on, dude. You don't need diamond earrings in the shape of... You know, Daisy Duck or something. To each his own. I don't know why it bothers me, but I guess it's just so tacky to me.
I just had this thought the other day that I'm going to just share really quickly and you guys can shit on me all you want, but that it's really pretty normalized for men to have really expensive, like comic book habits and trading like children's things. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know a lot of women who like, buy really expensive Barbies as adults or like still buy toys.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there are definitely people who collect Barbies and stuff.
Sure they do.
But
I just don't, it's not normalized in a way where I don't have a friend my age.
True. Yeah.
Who like,
me neither.
Still is like, I just got the 1974 holiday Barbie on eBay. But I do know
multiple lots of comic
men who like collect.
Basically all of my male friends do. I mean, yeah.
And I think it is probably even, it's probably, I know more because it's, I think, even more common in the comedy.
It is. It's
world.
Weird. Yeah.
But I mean, nobody thinks it's weird. Like, I don't think anybody thinks it's like weird. They're just that's a normal thing.
Yeah, you're totally right. I think men are very rooted in nostalgia and for their youth.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm talking out of personal experience.
No, it doesn't
anything,
seem like you know.
But I think it's like about a simpler time for them. Like, oh, I didn't have to worry about anyone but myself. And I didn't have to deal with grown up things or careers or this. And so it's very comforting. I think that's what it is.
And for women. You
know, I'm going to start a sticker book collection.
Yes.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Like puffy stickers.
Yeah.
Like, and I sort of enjoy it watching my daughter go through this stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not thinking.
Oh, I wish I could participate.
I want puffy stickers too.
Right.
Or like, I'm going to still collect puffy stickers.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, I'm not nostalgic about my childhood at all. I'm just like, whew, glad that's over.
Right. I think. I mean, I'm just doing armchair psychology, but there must be something to that because you're right. I don't know of a lot of women who hang on to anything from their childhood that much.
No, I mean...
Are women, like, encouraged to embrace that sort of thing as they grow up, though? Because I feel like with boys, they're like, go play with your G.I. Joes or whatever. But girls are always like, you got to look pretty and be prim and be ready. You're going to be a mother. That kind of...
don't know if that's so much how it is anymore. I mean...
I hope not.
I mean, I certainly played with lots of toys. I had Barbies. I had... I had lots of toys and stuff that I have fond memories of, but I don't feel like I need them again.
That's not a pressure I'm putting on my kids separately gender-wise, but my daughter already for sure spends a lot of time worrying about what she looks like, getting ready for school, picking out her clothes, she's nine, wanting to wear my makeup. And Benjamin is like, we pick out his clothes. He doesn't care what he wears.
Oliver doesn't care about. He's starting to finally, but he's in high school,
So there is a difference.
And I shouldn't have said, because that's just part of being a person. I shouldn't have said that, because there's nothing bad about a little girl wanting to dress up. Or I guess I just say, because it just worries me about the growing up too fast.
No, aspect. I'm worried about it, too. I don't like it. Like, I do think it is a cultural thing. It's whether or not I've tried to raise them to not be that way. She's feeling already a pressure as a girl to look a certain way. And she's in fourth grade, and it's too soon to me for her to be worried about her body, how she appears to others. If her hair doesn't look right, if her face isn't pretty, she'll be like, "Mom, am I ugly?" And it makes me sad. Anyway,
being in LA can't help with that either. I mean, everyone's obessed with
I don't know how much that has to do with it or not, because how can you know?
Well, I grew up here, and I think it's much worse now than it was, though. I didn't feel...
Oh, yeah, it's worse.
I definitely felt ugly my entire childhood, but I didn't wear makeup in grade school or anything.
No, me either. I think it's harder. I think it's harder to be a girl than it was, which is worse and sad.
It's also harder to be bitten by fire ants than not fire ants.
It is harder.
Just trying to get us back on track somehow.
Let's get back to the fire ants. Okay. Lift items from the ground with caution.
Where are we? Oh. Avoiding fire ants.
Yeah, we're avoiding them. Fire ants will congregate under items on the ground. If you lift anything from the ground, such as a log, garbage.
Never lift a log.
Or dead animal.
Oh.
Danielle.
That's what Sven does. I don't do it.
Yeah, no, he's had to lift two dead rats in the last week.
In the last week?
Yeah. Well, we caught them in traps.
God bless them.
But I mean, they were big, Danielle. This one of them was like the size of a puppy. It was so big.
And you are okay seeing that? Like, you don't freak out?
I don't like it, but I mean,
but you don't like,
I had to
feel like you have to move.
It was right next to Alex's gymnastics bar that we have in our little backyard. And she and her little friend were going out to do like flips on the gymnastic bar. And I was like, hold on. Nope, nope, nope. And they were like, why? And I was like, you don't go over there. And then I had to tell them, and they were like, we want to see it.
Oh, they wanted to see
it. And I was like, all right.
Well, that doesn't sound too girly.
It's pretty big. And
can
then
we put makeup on the dead rat?
And they were like, oh, it's so cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're mountain kids.
You don't live in the fucking Arkansas, whatever. You live on a hill.
Well, it feels like a mountain sometimes. All right. Wear protective clothing.
It's the Ozarks all of a sudden.
It's the Ozarks.
Okay.
I saw a hawk with a snake hanging out of its mouth over my house.
Did you really?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's a giant snake.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Clothing covering any exposed skin can help reduce the risk of you getting stung. Legs are more likely to get stung if you step in a mound. If you are touching things on the ground near fire ants, wear long sleeve shirts or gloves. I mean, common sense, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Use insect repellent. You want to use some that has the DEET or that other stuff, Picaridin. It's like the stuff that's like...
Captain on the Enterprise?
Yes.
Okay.
Captain Picaridin. Spray some of him on you. He looks nice.
They still make DEET? I thought that was illegal.
DEET's in everything.
I guess I thought that was the one that was...
DDT, I think, is what you're thinking of.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of the same. But DEET is still not good for you. But you can get this other stuff, Picaridin. It's like from a hot pepper or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You want one of those.
Okay.
Put out fire ant bait. Put out fire ant bait. What am I, Lexa now, giving directions? Put out fire ant bait. It's a surefire way to prevent stings. Since there won't be any fire ants around. I don't know. You can probably get this on Amazon. Okay. Be extra...
I'm picturing tiny, teeny, 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 tiny little traps.
Yes.
Like mouse traps, but a centimeter big. It's and like each single gets one little fire ant.
One little ant. You need like thousands of them. Be extra vigilant when you're out with children.
Yeah.
Fire ants love to eat kids.
Is that true? Well, they like, oh,
you want to just, when you place your stroller or your wagon or baby carrier, just keep an eye on things. These are aggressive ants. Oh, you're going to like this, Danielle.
Okay.
Remain calm.
Oh, okay.
If fire ants are on you.
Oof.
If you end up getting fire ants on you, remain calm.
Okay.
Leave the area where the fire ants are and move to an area with no fire ants.
Hi, well, really?
Oh, thank you for that advice. Okay, we know this. Okay. We're going to get to you. The thing I said is coming up later.
Okay.
Here it is.
Insoluble.
Exactly. Okay. This is important.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you about this.
All right.
Avoid using water to remove fire ants.
Oh.
You may think that rinsing fire ants off with water will remove them.
I would think that.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
However, this can make things worse. Water can make the fire ants bite you harder with their jaws and start stinging you more.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of water, what to do when facing a floating ball of fire ants?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
A floating ball of fire ants?
Here it comes. Hold on to your pants. During Hurricane Harvey in 2014, people also had to deal. So not only did they have to deal with like losing their house and, you know, floating in their cars and being on their roofs.
On the roofs, yeah.
They had to deal with dangerous floating mounds of fire ant colonies. So what happens is the floodwaters lift the ants from their anthills on the ground, and they cling together. They're capable of drifting for miles until they find dry land to reestablish their colony. So this ant expert, Paul Nestor, says, you know, avoid. People shouldn't try to poke the raft or drown them by pushing it underwater. It will backfire. If anybody comes in contact with that, hits it, well then, the ants immediately will stream onto that person. Just like they would onto a log or onto a bank because they're looking for high ground.
Uh-huh.
So one way you can battle these balls of fire ants is to spray them with diluted biodegradable dishwashing liquid.
Okay. So that's what we do at our house, actually, for regular ants.
As a ration of about 2 tablespoons of soap per gallon of water. This will drown them. The way they can do this, the way the ants can float like this... is they intertwine their legs, forming a kind of mat.
Okay, come on.
Their bodies are covered in an exoskeleton that repels water. But when you spray the soap on them, it reduces that surface tension and the ants break off and they drown.
This is like some Transformer shit.
I watched a video. You can go on YouTube.
Okay.
And it shows somebody pushing like with a metal straw. They're in a little bit of water. And it's like they can't be drowned. Like it's pushing and they're popping back up. Pushing down with the straw, they pop back up. Yeah. It's wild.
I feel like we could use this technology to our advantage somehow to make something waterproof. Like use this...
like a nice raincoat.
Yes, made out of fire ants. Just dead fire ants.
Imagine walking with it on, though.
Holy shit. Okay, so Garen is showing me a picture. I have to take off my glasses. It just looks like wood chips or something. You can't tell that these are ants.
It's crazy.
And it's gigantic. It's like feet across, it looks like.
So another danger for people was if they're in their boat.
Yeah.
And the ants could also come over and try to climb up onto people's boats, try to climb up onto their oars. Crazy stuff. So, I mean, you know, always carry a bottle of Dawn.
Yes.
And remain calm.
Right. You're soaking in it.
Is the lesson.
Yeah.
Palm
olive.
I'm going to end this with one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
Okay. We're good.
Great. This story has adventure, injuries, and a surprising twist.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Joan Murray was a 47-year-old bank executive for the Bank of America that lived in Charlotte. She lived in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
She loved her family, her job, her newly found passion for skydiving.
Ooh.
Didn't expect that, did you?
No. That's right. Is that the twist?
Nope.
Oh, that's not even the twist.
No.
Okay.
Joan had participated in several hours of skydiving training and was up to this point, had completed 35 jumps.
Wow.
So she's not a pro, but you know, she's not a novice either.
Can you
either.
Be a pro skydiver?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
You're professional? Well, I guess the people who teach you
Yeah, and the
pros.
People that do all the tricks and stuff, you know, and they take a dog on their back.
That's like someone in Guinness. I don't know if that's like a profession. That's not a profession.
I might not know that much about pro skydiving.
I don't think you do.
Okay. On September 25th, 1999, Joan woke up, traveled the 1-hour trip to Chester County, South Carolina, and joyfully geared up. She felt her excitement surge as the plane took off and ascended into the sky. Okay. As they reached the required altitude, she waited for the all clear and then rocked herself out of the plane door. She rejoiced in the fall, the feel of the wind pushing against her body. These are all my words. As she looked out over the landscape.
Are these really your words?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe this was your other dissertation for school or something.
I'm going to give credit where credit is due in a moment.
Okay.
Approximately 45 seconds into her free fall, she reached and pulled her hacky. That's the small bar that deploys the parachute.
Okay.
She expected the slow release of the chute that would slow her fall and allow her to coast safely to the ground. Instead,
nothing
happened.
Okay.
She had to think quickly. Her chute did not deploy as it had the previous 35 times that she had done this.
Right.
It's okay, she thought. That's what the reserve chute is for.
Right.
She pulled in the reserve, chute deployed just as it should.
Okay.
Whew, okay. She began to slow in her descent, but then the unthinkable happened. She began to spin. As she began quickly spinning, the cords of her reserve chute became entangled. She was once again falling fast. At 700 feet, her reserve chute completely deflated.
Oh my God.
And she was rushing toward the earth at 80 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
Onlookers could only watch in horror as Joan's body slammed into the ground nearby. Emergency responders were notified and quickly rushed to the scene. Joan was rushed to the hospital where doctors were sure that she would not survive. The entire right side of her body was crushed due to the impact. It even knocked the fillings out of her teeth.
Oh my God.
Doctors were baffled that she was still alive. And over the course of her treatment, they noticed small red bumps all over her body. They eventually came to realize that they were in fact fire ant bites. Apparently, whenever Joan landed, she disturbed a fire ant mound and was bitten over 200 times.
Oh my God.
Most would call this adding insult to injury, but in Joan's case, these insects saved her life.
Now how?
So they secreted venom known as solanopsin. When the fire ants continued to sting Joan as she was waiting for medical personnel, they released this venom, which basically stimulated her nervous system and kept her heart beating.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They're heroes.
In this case, maybe only that I know of, she remained in a coma for 2 weeks, but was able to make a full recovery after 20 reconstructive surgeries and 17 blood transfusions. Oh, she had rods placed in her legs and spikes in her pelvis. She began physical therapy and was able to walk from her wheelchair to the car upon leaving the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, of course, in 2001, shortly after returning to work, she completed her 37th skydive.
Wow.
You know how these people love to skydive.
They love to tempt fate.
Thank you, Cassandra O'Hara, for writing up that story.
See, I definitely had, you know, perhaps she's going to land on some fire ants, but I also thought, like, maybe there were fire ants in the contraption, and that's why it didn't work.
Oh, like they ate up the pieces of the...
Well, or just they were stuck in there. I couldn't figure out why her equipment wasn't working. I hope she sued the hell out of that company.
I mean, right?
They saved
her life. That's the American way.
I don't know. I might sue if the equipment didn't work as I was falling out of a plane.
Yeah.
I might sue for that.
But it's also like... I'm sure you have to sign a bunch of paperwork saying you won't.
That's true.
And also, like, I don't know. I just think skydiving is insane.
It's insane. It's insane. I would do that before I would do bungee jumping, though, I think. Bungee jumping scares the hell out of me.
God, I hope I never have to make that choice.
You won't.
I really hope it's
okay.
Not. Yes.
Chris, okay. You have to bungee jump into a pit full of mountain lions.
Okay.
Who are protecting their babies.
Oh my God. Okay.
Or you have to skydive into a place filled with red fire ants.
Skydive
fire ants.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I mean, if you're bungee jumping, you're gonna shoot back up.
Yeah, but how has it been tested already? Do they know that I mean, like, how close do you lunge to the chomping jaws? And they can jump 40 feet, remember?
Oh, 40 feet across 20.
So they could be jumping, like, think of them jumping across as you're coming down, and they can still tear out chunks of
and
your skin.
And you're kind of teasing them because you keep going, I'm here, I'm not here, I'm here, I'm
not
here.
Yeah, so and you're going down a bunch of times.
Yeah. And what about you? Why the fire ants? Because you think they'll save your life like they've saved this woman's?
Well, I mean, I assume my chute's going to open.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It usually does.
I also forgot to tell you that someone has shot a hole in your chute.
Wait, whoa, mid flight.
This is in the air. Someone has jumped out of a plane that was parallel to yours and taken out a gun and shot your parachute.
Is it you?
It is.
You know, I don't like the way you play the hypothetical game because you kind of cheat and do add-ons, which feels like.
Yes, I did. That's the way it is.
I think I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick the biting.
What I didn't tell you is that the mountain lions have guns.
Okay, well, I don't care.
Everyone's armed to the teeth.
They can't hold guns.
No. Well, that was horrifying. And I'm now going to look up to see if there were red fire ants in North Hollywood in the 80s.
I want to know the answer as soon as you find out.
It's really the 70s.
No. I like to say I grew up in the 80s.
I know, but I'm thinking of when I lived in that house.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know what?
What?
Nobody needs to know.
Nobody needs to know. Okay, well, that was really interesting, and that story was amazing. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with our very special guest.
I can't wait.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And record.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to How to Survive. I'm Christine. As you know, Danielle.
Yes.
How was your break?
My break was fantastic.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited for our guest. We are very lucky to have him, Mr. Paul F. Tompkins.
Come on.
And Paul, we can see you actually live and in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Your show is Varietopia at the Lodge Room. And to find out where to go, you go to Paul F. Tompkins, no H.
Correct.
Right?
That's correct.
PaulFTompkins.com/live mm-hmm. to find out more information about this show, which is the next one is on May 31st.
That is correct.
Right, is it a variety show? What kind of show is it?
It is a variety show.
Yay.
It is comedy. It is music. It is people doing characters. It's magic sometimes.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of things. Yeah.
How fun.
It is fun. Danielle, it is fun.
Actually, Christine and I were just talking about maybe we'll come in and see it because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Let me know.
So
me know
you do stand-up, obviously.
Yes, I do.
But do you also do skits?
There's some skits. There's some spoofs.
Ooh,
there are some
parodies, some lampoons.
There are lampoons.
Okay.
Send-ups. We do send-ups.
Oh, I love a good send-up.
Yeah.
I love a good riff.
Yeah. I live for a send-up. Do you have an age? What's the age limit in? Is it 21?
I mean, pretty much all ages.
18?
Yeah.
Can you bring little ones?
I think you can. Yes, that has happened before.
I'll check the venue.
Yeah. Are you going to bring the twins?
Maybe. Okay. Oh. They've heard some of his stand-up.
You can't bring two.
Oh, you know what? I'll bring my favorite.
Whichever one it is that day. Sophie, it's not so hard to make a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Sophie.
My daughter's name is Sophie.
Oh, then there you go. Is she the favorite?
Mm.
Oh, exclusive.
I think you're going to confuse some of the audience.
I am.
Yeah. She doesn't have three kids. One of her kids changed her name.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? I meant to ask you, like, do you feel hurt?
I named her Sophie Alexandra.
Yeah.
So I gave her an option at some point, and she said one day, I prefer Alex. And
okay.
I was like, hey, I picked two names, so.
Yeah. I've thought about that, too.
No.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Also, names that have multiple shortenings, that's more options. You know?
Yes. I had dinner. I work on the Writers Guild every year, the Writers Guild Awards.
Yeah.
And we go to dinner afterward.
Smokehouse.
No, we actually always go to a really fancy place.
You should.
Give us the name.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
They don't pay as well, so we should.
Exactly.
This is a place downtown. It's like Nick and Sam's or Rick and Amy's or something like
that. Karen, give us the real name.
I don't know. It's in downtown. It was very spooky. It was like a Black Mirror episode getting in there. Like the elevator didn't work and I had to take the stairs. And
doesn't sound that fancy.
The restaurant itself is fancy. It is the Goat and the Girl. Is that a real place?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That place is really good.
No, it was like Nick and...
But anyway. I know there's a scary parking structure near there.
It was scary. And then it turned out every other person parked in an adjacent parking lot. And because you know how you go into an office building and there might be like two different ways you can go. And mm-hmm. so no one came up the way I came up. Did you find it?
Nick and Steph's.
Oh.
Nick and Steph's. It was fancy. But anyway, in any case, so I don't know how we got on the subject, but I said, yeah, well, my parents call me Danny. And my boss, Hugh, said, why did they call you Danny? And I said, because my name's Danielle. He like forgot what my name was for a second or something and couldn't fathom why someone would call me Danny. He didn't get that it was a nickname for Danielle.
The whole time he's thought your name was Kim.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Do you know that he knew it at some point and blanked on it? Or
I've known him for 1,000 years. Okay. No. I think he just blanked. Or they all said afterwards, we cannot see you as a Danny. That doesn't compute to us. So
right.
I think they just didn't compute. But I was like, because my name is Danielle. Okay, so enough of that nonsense. Paul... What brings you here? What's your story?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
I've been fired a number of times over the years.
Yes.
From jobs.
Okay.
And I didn't know if that was clear.
Please clarify.
I don't even think I said this. We just talked about how to survive fire ants. And now we're going to talk about how to survive being fired.
Yes.
Holy macaroni.
Probably very similar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would bet. It's a straight 1-to-1.
You need bleach.
Granted, for yes. You need. This is great. Okay, what are you
doing?
Don't
use water.
There's a street in Philadelphia called South Street.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be like the cool hip area. Now it's just like everywhere else where that happens, where it's just like chain stores.
Right.
Chain stores and head shops. But
that's weird.
There's still like a few. Well, the head shops will always move in. Until somebody that can afford the rent to put in a bigger space or whatever.
Right.
Like head shops always get in there for like a little bit and then they're gone when like the gap finally moves in.
I'm sorry. Do head shops still exist now that pot is legal? Like I thought head shops were like creepy places you go in where it smells of incense and there's like paraphernalia.
They still are.
They still, okay.
And they still exist.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say, I think there's still a bunch on Melrose and I think that in areas like that, that you could see them. Like the last time I was in New York, I remember still seeing a ton. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, you still need your paraphernalia.
I guess. I just thought you'd get it at the corporate, pot store.
Oh, but they like.
Their stuff is really fancy.
Jacked up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You still want your crazy bong and the head is like cheech.
Yeah.
Right. You got a head shop
right.
for that.
Yes. The artisanal.
Where are you going to go get your Gandalf candles? You know what I mean?
Oh, God. This is making me so depressed. Like, there's nothing more repulsive to me than that kind of shop.
Wait, though.
Everything about
it
gives me sadness.
I feel the same way. There's something about it that's very bleak. I don't know. It's like, we know plenty of people who smoke tons of pot.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But that place makes me sad.
There's something about that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just passed one. I went to San Diego over spring break with my kids. I was walking. My two kids were in front of me. My son was very upset because he wasn't able to play Fortnite.
Right.
Instead, he had to go to San Diego and go to the beach.
Yeah.
So he's walking in front of me. I pass a head shop. There's a guy standing out front with, like, greasy hair. Most depressing place in the world. My son's stomping in front of me. He just got done telling me he hated me.
Oh.
And he's 9.
He just got done.
This guy at the head shop.
That taken care of?
Check that off
my list. And the guy at the head shop goes, that was me, man.
No. The words every mother wants to hear from the stoner hanging out of the
I remember shop. Those days. And I was just like,
dude, you're not helping.
Now. Not now.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh.
So.
Then you pass a strip bar and they say something about Alec.
Yeah,
that was me.
Like,
that was me.
I was her a few years ago. 3 years ago, that
just
was me.
3 years ago.
Well, are your twins boy and girl?
Yeah.
Always strange to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say this very quickly because it came up, but it's really related to nothing. But Christine and I had dinner the other night for Christine's birthday, and our waiter looked like Rami Malek. And I told him, you look like Rami Malek. And he's like, yes, I've heard that three times today. And I'm like, I'm sorry. But
three times today?
I know. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Yeah. He really looks like him.
And do you think it started that day, people saying it?
I don't know. He was
like, I was,
he just woke up that day.
I get that a lot. Not, I've heard that three times today.
He said that, right?
Yeah.
Well, he kind of really looked like him. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, he already has a twin. I don't know why I feel like I have to share my knowledge about Rami Malek, but I did. And he said, oh, I'm a triplet. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, but my siblings are twins. They're identical twins. Two eggs were fertilized and one split.
That's absurd.
It's absurd, right?
I call bullshit.
I mean,
that shouldn't be allowed.
It came off very. He said it very smoothly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I was like,
practice lie.
And then
lie.
I just wanted. And then what?
Practice lie.
Yeah.
He didn't hear that three times today.
I'm so obsessed with twins and stuff that I was like, I wanted to ask him 1 million questions, but he was like, yeah, basically they're really close, and I'm not because they're identical twins, and I'm just another sibling.
I also thought it was funny that he was like, I guess I'll go into acting.
That's what he said. He said, yeah, people keep telling me I look like Rami Malek, so I guess I'll go into acting. And I was like, well, I don't know if there's a call for people who look like Rami Malek who aren't him, but okay.
Or more actors.
Yeah. Or more actors, for that matter.
I think it's a real curse for men who look like other men, but for women who look like other women, it's like, sure.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Because they all look. Yeah, there's.
Let's have three Margot Robbies. You know what I mean?
Yes. I still think she's the other woman.
Margot Robbie?
Robbie. Two B's.
Is it? No, it's not two B's, though.
Oh, well, then she's just Australian.
Yeah.
In the last name, I thought it was two B's.
It's one B.
Well,
you worked in a place.
I see you looking at it.
That was a street.
I worked in a place
South
that was a street.
Okay. You worked in the street.
I worked many different places on that street.
Okay.
I would say like maybe six different stores.
Wow.
But the one that I the most traumatic firing was at a place called In General.
Which
was supposed to be a modern take on a general store.
Okay. Like on Schitt's Creek? Like David's
No, not
store?
Fancy like
not
that.
Not fancy. Okay.
Not fancy like that. It
in
was,
General. Okay.
Yes. It there was two floors. On the top floor, there was like housewares, plates and cups and things like that. And on the bottom floor, it was novelties.
Oh.
Like a Spencer's?
Like little
type
toys?
Place?
Kind of like a Spencer's, but a little more whimsical.
Oz?
And less black light.
Okay.
Maybe more like.
More like Oz? We had Green Streets.
What was it called?
Green Streets.
Green Streets.
And it was whimsical, and it had lots of Far Side cartoon, like, mugs.
Absolutely.
But also, like, you know, fairy things.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and it smelled like soap. It was very lovely.
This is very similar.
Okay.
This is very similar.
Getting a picture.
Okay. I remember one year we had to do inventory, and we had to count literally everything in the store, meaning we had to take bins of these little, they were like half an inch big rubber animals.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Like all kinds of animals. So you would have to dump out this bin and like one, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was absurd. And then we would listen. The thing is, it was a cool store, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the boss, the owner, was like a cool lady, and we were friends to her, not employees.
Oh, okay.
And so we could smoke in the store.
Smoke pot or smoke cigarettes?
Smoke cigarettes.
Oh, that doesn't work with the whimsy?
No, it truly does
it
not.
It really makes it disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
This is the way we lived back then. This was the 80s.
This is
the late 80s.
This is before, no,
late
80s,
early 90s. Yeah. This was how America lived.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And... We could listen to our own music, and I remember when we were doing inventory, I got to play some music at one point, and I was playing the Pogues album, Red Roses for Me, on cassette.
Okay.
We had a cassette player, and there's a in the chorus, the lead singer sings, and that old triangle went jingle jangle. And that one of my coworkers was mad and eventually said to me, like, Every time the jingle jangle comes up, it throws me off. I count.
Oh, 501 rubber giraffes.
Exactly.
500
exactly.
And
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
So
okay.
it was kind of a fun place to work.
Okay.
We all, like, the employees and I, my fellow employees and I all got along.
And you were, like, in your 20s at this time? This was before stand-up?
This was probably my very early 20s.
Okay.
I was maybe 20, 21
okay.
working at this place. No, sorry, 19.
Ooh,
I was 19 years old working this
but
place.
A babe.
Just a child.
Just a child.
I didn't know shit.
No.
So, as I say, the owner was like a friend to everybody. At one point, there was somebody that was stealing money from the till.
Uh-oh.
And we had a after-hours family meeting. In a room above the second floor, which I didn't know
existed. Whoa, the attic.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the attic. I didn't know that was up there. Like, I didn't know. I think we all had to climb up a ladder to get to it.
Like one you pull down from the
yeah,
ceiling?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we had this meeting where the boss was saying, now, look, somebody's been taking money. Not from the till, from the safe? Like,
oh.
I don't think everybody, it must have been from the till because not everybody had access
yeah.
to the safe.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody's been taking money. And listen, whatever you're going through, if you need help,
wow.
Come to me and I'll help you. You know, I don't want you to have to do this. And I remember being very impressed by that.
I was like, going to say, wow. That's very progressive yeah. in the
Absolutely.
80s for someone to take that point of view.
Yes. Yeah. It turned out it was this young woman who was one of the assistant managers, and she was, I don't know why she was taking money, but she was... She was dealing drugs out of the store.
Whoa.
She's like dealing coke out of the store.
That's not in general's
That's not what we're
brand.
All about. We're all
it's not their
smoking
wheelhouse.
Is as far
no.
as it goes.
Yes.
That's as far as the disgusting goes. In the
so
store.
Did she confess about the stealing money?
I'm trying to remember if she came forward. I remember I was shocked. I did not know this was happening.
Yeah.
And some of the other employees were like, yeah, it was her. I'm like,
you're the only one who doesn't know.
Yeah. So, I don't remember what happened, but I think that girl just left.
Okay.
I think she just left. So that was the story, and I've told this story before. It's a very embarrassing story in my personal history where one of the funny items we had in the store was an inflatable snake,
uh-huh.
like a sort of life-size, like large snake. It did not look real.
Okay.
But one of the things you would do was you would sit on the steps. Like there would be somebody behind the counter.
Okay.
And then the steps going upstairs. If nobody was up there, you would sit on the steps and wait for people to come up.
Okay.
If there were three employees working when it was busy, there would be somebody permanently upstairs, somebody permanently downstairs, and then you would just hang out on the steps.
Okay.
Sometimes with your cigarette and your ashtray.
Yeah. I mean, just filthy.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God. We were so close.
So, there was this inflatable snake hanging on the side of the stairs.
Okay.
And I was sitting on the steps, and two people walked by on the floor, walked by the snake, and one person was sort of like very gingerly walking past. And the person with that woman said, she's very afraid of snakes.
Oh, okay.
As they were as they were walking up, I jiggled the snake. Why would I do this? Why would
because
I do
you're,
this?
Because you're, you know, a funny 19-year-old.
It was
too.
One of those, you know how you have when you're on top of a roof and you have the urge to throw yourself off
yes,
of it?
Yes,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I mean
and you're sure. scared. You're
yes.
like, oh my God, I want to jump off
yes,
the roof.
Yeah. What if I can't stop myself?
This was like that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I have to do this.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not, I shouldn't do it.
But I can't stop myself.
I must do this and I'm going to do it.
To alienate the
and
customers.
Now I'm doing it. Yeah. And so this person, of course,
oh, no.
was like very upset.
Did she jump?
Oh, yes, she
oh,
did.
Oh, my God.
She... She like it was like a wordless shudder, and they told my manager who told my boss,
oh.
and my boss said, "Why did you do that?"
Right,
and I said, honest to God, I don't know why. I just did it. I just did it. And I feel terrible about it. And I shouldn't have done it. And I genuinely felt bad.
Yes.
Like, I knew that was wrong.
Right.
I knew it was wrong before I did.
While you were doing it, after doing it, you knew.
And so she said, okay, well, don't do that again.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is my friend, the boss.
Yes.
The boss, my friend. There was one night where I was hanging out, having like a lovely evening with friends, woke up the next day. And now it's important to note, I had not been drinking the night before. Now this was a very party time age.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, we were just hanging out. Nobody was drinking a case of beer like we always did. And so the next day I woke up and it was like a really nice day. And I felt like, I don't want to go to work. Mm-hmm. How am I going to get out of work in a way that is sort of sympathetic? I've called out sick before.
Okay.
What can I do? So I said, so I got, you know, it was one of my friends on the line. And I said, hey, I'm not coming in today. I'm like super hungover. I can't make it into work. And the person went, oh, okay.
Okay.
The next time I went into work,
yeah,
I get behind the counter and the boss says, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Is this a second floor attic conversation?
It was not a second floor attic. It was second floor.
Okay, you didn't have to climb stairs for this conversation.
Now, this was a known thing. If she ever said this to anyone, they disappeared.
Oh, you don't come back from the second floor.
You don't come back from the second floor. So I went up there and I was like, am I getting fired? What you must also know about the boss, my friend.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Is that it was known in the store amongst the employees that her dad was a horrible alcoholic.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So what I got was not a conversation about, hey, how can I help you?
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. It's so weird. Did you just say, well, I'm stealing money from the till. Does that make it any better?
Yeah, exactly. I just grabbed
I stuck it in the little rubber giraffe and gave it.
Exactly. But this was her thing, man.
Okay. This was her Niagara Falls.
This was an unacceptable line that had been crossed. Oh. And she like told me that. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, you know, I thought I treated you pretty well. And then you call out because you're too hungover to work or whatever. And I was really taken aback by, you know, the way she was firing me.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, like, just fire me. You know what I mean?
it was a personal.
You hit her emotionally.
She wanted me to know. She wanted me to know that this was a raw deal. That this was bad. And, it was earned. And so then I was like, can I take my music home?
Uh-huh.
Like the music that I brought in?
Yeah.
And she went, sure, okay. And she sat there and watched me like go through the tapes and take my stuff out. And she went, wow, you really have a lot of music, huh? And then I realized later, oh, she thought I was like stealing shit. She thought I was like stealing other people's tapes or whatever.
Why? Why would you do that?
In front of her. Well, anybody who's going to get hungover will do anything.
I mean,
yes.
Did you have?
Who knows what he's capable
of? You betrayed her.
I betrayed her in a way that the coke dealer did not.
Correct.
Was there any urge?
She can trust a coke dealer.
Yeah. Was there any urge to say, this is going to sound insane, but I lied. I wasn't actually hungover.
I thought about that and I was like, that'll just sound fucking ridiculous.
It will sound made up.
There's no way.
It was a pretty day.
Yeah. I lied about being hungover.
I really, so funny. In my mind, I was like, this will be, we're all young people.
Yes,
we're all
right.
Like doing the same thing.
We're family.
People will understand. This is a thing that happens in life.
Right.
And then they were like, maybe so, but.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. Like no one, I guess, did I think that somebody else was going to take the initiative to make this a better story for me? I don't know what I thought was going to, like, why didn't I just do, I guess I was like, I've called out sick in different ways before that I can't, really what you need to do is invent a chronic illness that you have.
Yes, yeah. I have lupus.
It's happening again, you know. Guess who showed up this morning? My old pal, IBS or whatever the fuck.
Oh my God. That's.
But yeah, we didn't have as many of those then as we do now.
We have more of those now.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, it could have been carpal tunnel. That was probably too early
like a
for
back
carpal.
Thing?
Yes.
Back things are always like, that's it, man. Yeah. You know,
but you're 19. You don't know about those things yet.
That's true. You only know about being hungover.
What 19-year-old has chronic back problems?
That's hysterical. Did you ever go back in the store? Did you say goodbye to your family, the people who worked there?
I did not say goodbye to my family. I kept in touch with them, with some of them. And I think I went in that store like years later. Yeah.
Did you see her?
No, I never saw her again.
Oh.
I never saw her again. She was a twin, by the way.
Oh.
I am just remembering that she was a twin.
Identical?
Identical, yeah. They had, they wore their hair differently, though.
One ponytail on one on the right, one a ponytail on the left.
Wait a minute. It was her both times. I remember her saying, my sister would have let you go.
Did you just throw some of the rubber animals around just to fuck with her as you left?
Well, that would have been fucking with my family.
You don't fuck like with the family.
My ex-family.
Oh my
you don't
God.
Fuck with the family.
You don't fuck with the family.
I want to know if the store is still open.
It stayed there for a long time, though. It was there for a while. It was there for a good while, yeah.
I'm sad it's gone.
Yeah. It was a fixture. It was like one of those places people love to come in and play around and stuff like
that. Did you also work in a hat store?
That was my first day job, Hats in the Belfry.
You only worked
at
like
pun.
Pun
that's
stores.
A good pun.
But, and
oh my God.
This has been discussed recently. My girlfriend that I had worked at a place on South Street called The Last Wound Up.
Was it wind-up toys?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around an entire store of wind-up toys.
Yeah.
An entire store.
My place lasted a while, too.
So all you hear all day is the flip.
Oh, that's
like all day, every day. Just
traumatizing.
Well, there's also wind-up toys that go,
That's horrible.
That's a nightmare.
Wound-up. I think in that case, the name came before the idea for the store. Like someone just thought
yes.
of
I mean,
the
knows,
wound
man.
Up and
who knows
the, what was it called the wild wound up what
the last,
last
wound,
wound up
last,
then last you always, it's like up. You always have to talk like a baby
the last wound up yeah
no that was a rule at the store I mean, that's what attracted me to her. I love baby talk. I love it.
Who doesn't love an adult talking like a baby?
It's hot.
Oh, Oliver went to school with a girl whose mom, like in kindergarten and afterwards, when she was quoting her daughter, would talk like that. And I'm like, oh, God, we know she doesn't talk like that. Please stop.
That's a weird.
Yeah. It was weird. She'd be like, Mama. Or maybe she was telling stories of when she was little.
I hope so.
But it was still really horrible. I'm like, I don't
something
want to say
happens.
This.
Something bad happened.
Yeah, it's not good.
I hope I hope her husband did not also do that. Or wife.
No.
Or nobody. But you're allowed to be a single mom.
I
maybe
it.
She's a wone.
I'm
on Tinder. I'm Bumble.
What do you
all sell it.
I'm Bumble?
The dating apps
Bumble.
They're good with baby talk. Guindo. I gotta go on Guindo.
Oh, my God. There's a little voice on my Duolingo app of a little boy they added. And he's so cute. He's so cute. I just want to adopt this. I'm sure it's a grown-up who does a little boy voice. But he's so cute. He's really adorable.
Do you think it's like a adult female voiceover
artist? Yes, 100% it is. It's probably someone voice. It's probably Gray Delisle. Someone I know, probably. And I'm just obsessed with this little boy I want to adopt.
What language are you learning?
Spanish.
Is he encouraging you?
Oh, he's so sweet. He's so sweet.
What does he say?
Do you know what he's saying to you?
I know what he's saying when I see it, yes. He's saying it and then you have to interpret it or something. Yeah.
Can you do it?
You know I don't know anything. ¿Dónde está el baño? But he like says it in this like scratchy voice way. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Oh, Pamela Adlon then.
Maybe it's Pamela Adlon. I think she probably doesn't have to.
She's passed
Duolingo
Spanish
apps,
now.
But I don't know.
She
maybe
thought
she
thought it was fun to do.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did. It is sort of Bobby Hill-ish. It is a little scratchy like that. So maybe it is her.
This does sound very cute.
It's really cute because they have different. They have different voices for the different characters, mm-hmm. and one of them's just like really over you, and like they have little cartoons. They have little cartoons that match the voices,
mm-hmm.
and one of them just over it. And then, and sometimes if you take too long, they'll like roll their eyes. and go, oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
How about you can still do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Sometimes
I'm
my watch
great.
Says that to me about exercise, and I'm like, no, I can't.
Wait, what did she say?
Your watch is shaming you.
Oh, your watch.
My watch
said
buzz
your wife.
Like, you can still do it. And I'm like,
fuck you.
No, it's 6 p.m. I cannot still do it.
That's my cutoff.
Yeah. You go to sleep now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My watch is always like, ding. And I'm like, nope. Ignoring.
Why, so you have watches that tell you what to do, huh?
Well, my phone. Enough.
Well, they
my
make
phone.
Gentle suggestions.
Yeah, I got enough rules in my life. I don't need to be taking orders from my wristwatch.
Why are we allowing technology to shame us?
I don't know. I got enough shame internally. I don't need it.
Right?
True.
I don't need it.
I guess that's how I feel. Is I have enough internal shame that the watch can't touch me.
Yeah. Oh, that's I'm good. Like, nice try. You show it who's boss.
I can do worse.
I try. I'm not going anywhere. Ooh, Jesus.
What happened, Paul?
My foot got hooked in the thing. I don't have any leg room.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know. Blame never not funny.
Well, I will.
There's a lot of
happily
hate for this
and gladly.
Table.
You should, for all things. Because wait a second.
Gas prices? Thanks, never
the
not funny.
Sits there.
What?
We have one extra person. That's why.
I like that case.
Thank you. It's a very good case.
You know, I just know that there's a lot of hate going around for this table.
Yeah?
I've heard about it on the show.
Oh, really?
That this table is despised.
Oh.
I don't have any problems with it.
Wait, by the guests?
I don't know. By the guests
by
of Never Not Funny?
By the audience?
By the host.
Oh, the host.
The host hates this table.
Oh.
He wants it gone. He
I
wants
think he
a
does.
New table.
Where could you ever find another table, though?
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Maybe Paul Gilmartin will make them a table.
Yeah. Is he a craftsman?
Is he doing wood? Is that a quarantine thing?
It's not a quarantine thing. Well, he does woodwork. He does.
Okay,
well.
Shut up, Karen. You shut up.
What happened? What made you laugh? Paul
doing
said,
doing wood.
Doing wood? He's 8. Is Garen allowed to come to your show along with her 9-year-old twins?
I don't know if the humor will be gross enough for him.
Icky.
Show might be too sophisticated for Mr. Doing Wood.
Jesus. Well, Paul, we can't thank you enough for being here. That story was crazy. We want you to come back. Why are you laughing? Was that rude?
Is it a story?
Transition?
It's totally a story. That whole thing feels like a middle to me.
Oh, no.
That was totally a story.
You haven't heard some of our guests. That was definitely a story.
Take that, asshole.
Well, we've had a couple who were like, this is an anecdote, you know. And then,
oh, I know why it feels like it. Because I didn't talk about surviving.
Oh,
I mean, I guess
how did
I survived.
Survive it?
I think, what happened after that?
Because I was going to ask. And I usually do ask, and I forgot. Were you sad to be fired? Were you I'm 19, I don't care? Or you were embarrassed?
It was mortifying, yes.
Okay.
And also, I was broke. It was like, what do I do?
Right.
You know, it's not like I was set, you know, like my retirement fund.
You
from
needed
the
a job.
Novelty store.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think after that, I worked for a month at a comic book store where I was fired for being 5 minutes late twice.
Wow.
Whoa, that's strict.
I got to say, I've worked in comic book stores, and they're not really... usually adamant about rules and times and shit.
Exactly.
So that's kind of shocking.
I was very surprised. And I remember the guy firing me, the manager fired me and said, if I don't fire you, then the assistant manager will tell my boss and then I'll get fired too. And then I realized later, it's because this other guy that worked there who was like the security guy to make sure kids didn't steal things.
Yeah.
He was like a dumb guy and I made fun of him one time. In a really crushing way.
Did you take a blow up snake and pretend it was
wiggle
real
it.
And wiggle it in
I
his
took
face?
A blow up brain. And
what
I was
did you
like,
do?
You need one of these.
Do you remember what you did?
We were like going back and forth, and it was like, you know, it was like one of those things where he was trying to make fun of me, and I just had better comebacks.
Yeah. Mm.
And
he didn't know who he was dealing with.
The last thing was. Exactly.
I mean,
like, no, this is the one thing I'm good at.
Right.
This is the thing that I've been prepared for all my life. And so the last thing was him saying to me, what are you inferring? And I said, no, Jeff.
Oh.
I imply you infer.
Very.
And got huge laughs from whoever
was
there. And I think, honestly, he must have gone to the managers like, you got to get rid of this fucking guy. Because
for a grammar joke?
For humiliating him.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And I think
you guys were not family.
We were not family.
And did that place have a punny name?
No, it didn't.
No.
It didn't. Comics and more.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible. More was like the like action figures or whatever.
No.
No. I'm absolutely
I'm glad
not.
That place closed.
Comics and more.
Too. They're all there's gone. There's all of them that fired me. They're all gone.
All day. I worked at the Outer Limits, but before it was that, it was Planet. I can't.
How is that spelled?
Something Outer Limits?
No. Planet.
I'm blanking. I'm blanking on what it was called. There was one in England also. The something planet. For
Crumpets?
Planet Crumpets. Planet Crumpets. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
You got
yes.
a new Planet Crumpets?
Yeah.
You got a new Iron Man?
They're in Mylar.
Incredible Hulk, number 72, please.
Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden, yes, of course. Oh, I didn't know there was one in England. In London? I
in assume, London, I yes, yes, yes.
In Devonshire?
Yes, it was in Devonshire. They sold clotted cream and Morbius something.
Scones. Yeah.
Guns.
The living
scones. Scones. Oh, scones. Yes. We had this discussion about scone versus scone.
I witnessed a discussion about it with British people.
Yes.
And some, I guess it is believed that scone is the snobbier way to say it.
Oh, that makes sense because I think class, from watching tons of British television over the pandemic, class is even a bigger deal there than it is here.
For sure.
And
for
they're constantly
their
talking
thing.
About.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paul Hollywood, who is the British guy on British Bake Off.
Ironically enough.
I know. He is the, I guess, less posh. And he says,
Paul Hollywood is?
Yeah. Did you not, really not know who Paul Hollywood is? But
going by the name. He's not so Lord ridiculous. Hollywood.
It's so ridiculous. That can't be his name, right?
No!
Why did he name himself that? It's so stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, why does a pastry chef have to have a... like a wrestler name.
I bake, but Hollywood style.
I mean, it's so dumb. But he's so lovely besides that. I love him.
Right,
but
nice.
That name is so stupid.
It's very dumb.
He's very handsome. I think
there is a Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar? Yes.
I need to see a picture of this Mr. Hollywood.
You don't know what... Who? You've never watched Great British Baking Show?
I watched a little bit of one episode and I got bored.
Brilliant blue eyes and gray hair.
No, not for me.
I think if you watch him...
He looks like his name, though. You got to admit.
Yeah, he does.
No,
like
it's
a,
not.
He has like a Channing Tatum vibe.
Oh, she hates Channing Tatum with all that
Are
she
you
is.
Hearing this? He's saying it's his real name.
No,
is it?
No, it has to be.
His surname is Hollywood.
No, it's not. No.
Does it say born Paul Hollywood?
No, he's... Yes. No, I don't believe it.
It's someone's got to be named Hollywood. Why not? It sounds British.
How is this the first one we've ever heard of?
I don't know, but it sounds British when you think about it. Hollywood.
But just because it's on Wikipedia doesn't mean it's true. He can lie.
Also true. That's right.
I could make up my own Wikipedia page and say,
yeah,
you know, this is my real name. It is my real name.
It's his real name, right? See, he didn't strike me as someone who would make up a stupid name.
He's in the
name.
Hall of Records now. I've hacked their database.
You know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, anyway, they're always saying how he's like low status as
yes.
Mary Berry or whoever the other woman is.
Yes.
Is posh.
They all have ridiculous names.
Oh, yeah.
They all, Mary Berry. I mean, yeah, we're going to pick on Paul Hollywood. Mary Berry's a yeah. ridiculous name, too.
You
and
sound
she's,
like a fucking cartoon bear.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up?
And she works in pastry, and her name is Mary Berry.
Come on, Mary.
Enough. Enough.
Hate her.
I hate her, too.
Okay. Forbidden Planet. All right.
Planet.
Oh, you know what I just found out?
What?
The Property Brothers?
Uh-huh.
Not architects.
Well, what are they?
They're just actors.
No.
Yeah.
Wait
They're
a second.
They're real estate guys?
No.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Wait, so they don't
what?
They don't know how to demolish
They're
or anything?
They're just actors, formerly magicians.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Twin magicians?
Yeah.
You buried the lead.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What?
So I just want you to suck on that for a while.
I need to do a
cannot
deep...
be.
Does...
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Adorkable know about this?
Oh, Zoe?
Zoe, yeah.
I imagine she's married to him.
Are they married now?
I think so, yeah.
Wait a second. So
does
they're just...
Adorkable know about this?
I couldn't think of her name. There's no way I'm going to pull that name at this point.
Yeah.
So wait a second.
Yeah. She sings with M. Ward and she married a property brother.
She sings with what?
M. Ward.
Who's I mean, M. Ward?
True. She's so cool, I thought.
Who's M. Ward?
She and him much?
She and him?
No, I know she and him. Okay. All right.
Then you know M. Ward.
Then I guess I know M. Ward. So they just decided, okay, you guys are attractive twins. We'll make you the demolisher guy, and we'll make you the
decorating guy.
I don't know what they do, but
this is news just coming on.
Okay, I'm going to look this up.
Still developing story.
It's coming into my text.
Yes.
Someone texted you that information?
Yes.
Who?
When?
Alex?
I'm in a text group with two friends, and they texted me this.
When?
Just now?
This morning.
This morning? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, but why did you look so sheepish? Did you make this up?
Did you ask?
No!
Why is your phone face down?
Because they're still texting about it. And I didn't want to get distracted during our podcast.
One of these people, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. All right, I'm going to look this up. I'm Garen's totally looking right now. Intrigued. I've never seen, I mean, I've seen parts of the show. They have like 12 different shows. They're all that.
I know they exist. I mean, like, I don't watch their shows, but then when you were talking about names and people and actors and
twins.
Magicians. Twins. I mean, we've got it. This is the twin theme
twins
show.
Twins or magicians. Yeah. I mean, my level of respect has dropped further for them at this point.
It makes sense to me. I'm surprised there are not more twin magicians. It makes sense. Of course, if you want to talk about like the prestige or whatever, like this is the way to do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Right, right,
right. Exactly like you.
Right. Yes.
So maybe there are and we don't know about it.
Or you could just make clones and kill them one after another, like in the movie.
Why stop at hats?
Right. Why stop at hats? That's another name for a hat store.
True.
Why stop at
hats?
I don't know, but I like it. Why stop at hats?
But then a big arrow to a store that they also own that sells other stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. It has like wallets.
The Kane store is next door.
Yeah. The Kane store is called Why Stop at Kane's.
I mean, first get in here, buy a hat. But then why stop there?
No. Why would you?
Oh, my God.
You need a kerchief. A cravat.
A cravat.
A cravat. Thank you. We really do have to go. This has been far too long.
I'm sorry,
but
Jesus
Christ. No. It's you've been so delightful.
We're having a good time.
No,
are.
I was going to ask if you would come back
anytime
because I'm sure
that.
You have 1 million stories,
I do.
I know some of them from your stand-up. But
true.
I would. I mean, I know about the hat store. I know about the copper with the rag and the drinking. You were a big alcoholic.
That's right.
I turned into Martin Short's character there for a second.
Jiminy Glick.
You're an alcoholic.
Didn't
say
he
more.
Just, he won Best Actress.
Who? What?
Martin Short
Jiminy
won
Glick.
Best.
Jiminy Glick
oh, no,
won
I'm sorry.
Best
it
Actress.
It was Jessica Chastain in The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
It's hard to tell them apart.
Yeah, I was like, great, they made a Jiminy Glick movie. This is terrific.
Are you saying it was a little broad? Is that what you're getting at?
The makeup was not.
The makeup.
I did not think the makeup was so great.
She didn't look like Tammy Faye.
She didn't look like a human being.
But what about Lucy? She looked like. I mean, that was like film filters on top of.
I know.
Fillers
on
top
bizarre.
Of. But I'm just saying the makeup. The makeup was so fucking weird.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
to go to all that trouble and not give her gigantic lips, which is what Lucy was known
yeah,
for,
exactly.
having the lips painted way big
yeah,
on the
yeah,
TV
yeah.
show, and then not doing that
yeah.
was such a weird choice.
Did they not do it in the scenes where she was...
They said they did it somewhat, but they didn't do it enough.
Right.
Because the whole thing is that that's her whole like signature look.
Do you know what, though? I have to say that I thought... I was not a fan of that movie. I thought that Nicole Kidman was very good when she was recreating the Lucy bits.
Thank you. This is what I keep saying. She was better at being Lucy in the show than she
TV
was
Lucy,
at being at
real life Lucy.
Lucille
yes.
Ball.
Yeah.
And I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
shocked that
yeah,
she was
yeah,
able
yeah.
to pull that off, but didn't at all seem like Lucille Ball
no.
when she wasn't
no.
on the show.
And
shocker. J.K. Simmons.
No.
Javier Bardem.
Yes.
I think I was going to get there.
J.K. Simmons, thanks for stopping by. Here's a Academy Award nomination.
I know. It was ridiculous. People just like him.
Yes. Javier Bardem was terrifying as Desi.
Yes.
Like, he was,
I think
he
Desi
was too big and scary.
Yes.
I mean, he's not nearly as handsome as Desi Arnaz. I mean, Desi Arnaz
handsome
was,
in a different way.
I
know.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
You don't agree that he's... Not as handsome as
not
Desi
right
Arnaz?
No, I don't find Desi Arnaz handsome.
Wow.
And I do find Javier Bardem very handsome.
Okay.
But I get that you'd say that.
Yeah.
I think it's just a difference in taste.
Because I have simple, and I have,
you're
like, shallow.
No, no, I just no.
Yeah.
I just think they're different
you
types of handsome.
You can't appreciate dark chocolate.
Which is funny because I love dark chocolate.
I also love
it's
dark
my
chocolate.
Favorite.
It's fun to be an adult.
It is.
And you're like, oh, there's new things for me to like.
I eat dark chocolate every day.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Well, except it gives you a headache if you eat too much.
But can I say this? Don't discount milk chocolate just because you're not a kid anymore.
I kind of do.
Oh, it's so
Here's
good.
The thing.
I like it.
I love it.
It has to be. I like M&M's. They're milk chocolate.
That's right.
But other than that.
Law and Order Plain. One of my favorite
Law and Order Plain. Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes from Danielle's from back in the day.
I don't know it. I don't know it.
I used to do a bit about how my body was like the theme music to Law and Order Plain. Because it was like. Dun, or something. I don't know. Something about how my hips are really wide or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but I do call it original Law and Order.
Because this is back when there was a million Law and Orders at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
Back in the day. All right. We are going. We are saying goodbye.
I'm sorry.
This is our last goodbye.
Is our last goodbye ever? Is this our last show?
Of this podcast.
Paul, we love you so much, and we loved having you here, and we're so glad you came by to do our small little show. Thank you for asking me.
I'm sorry it took me so long to get back to you.
That's okay. You're a busy man. You're on sets. You're working. You're doing live shows.
You're on sets for 2 days at a time.
Yes. It's exhausting. And we will be right back with what we learned today.
Stick around.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Danielle.
Christine.
I am ready to learn what we learned today.
Yes. Well, first of all, Dione is the name of four women in ancient Greek mythology and one in the Phoenician religion. Dione is translated as goddess. Seems a little repetitive. Your goddess named goddess.
I mean, they
want to slam it home. Okay, the cast member who I was looking for from SNL, I apologize, I couldn't think of it at the time, is Nassim Pedrad.
Ah, yes.
We always thought that was the best name.
It's a great name
to say. It was way after she was on SNL, but I feel like she came back and did that or something. It's some sketch that parodies, what's the name of the?
Wild Country.
Wild Country, yeah. She was great. Okay. Minx also stars, get this name, Ophelia Lovabond.
I mean.
Is that the greatest name you've ever heard?
It's up there.
And Lana Parham, who I'd love to get on the show. She's fantastic. This is what I was getting at. Not all red ant species are fire ants, and not all fire ants are red in color. What? In fact, most ants are not actually red. So good luck. Most ants are not actually red. How could the fire ants not be red? What are they, yellow?
You know what? Just be careful out there, people.
Oh, my God. A fire ant attaches to the skin with its chewing mouth parts, also called mandibles, pulling the skin, pinching it, and raising it slightly. This causes a pricking sensation. Then the ant arches its back, doubling under its abdomen, and forces the stinger into the skin.
It feels like it's like
a bridge.
It's like intercourse.
Yes. It's presenting its stinger to you.
Yeah.
It's
really aggressive.
Remember, brush, don't slap, and don't scratch or pop the pustules. Hyundai, come for the ants, stay for the misogyny. Jack Johnson's new album, Barefoot by a Campfire, available everywhere. Do you get tandem caskets for a double funeral? Oh, that's a really good question. Or maybe just like one big one.
Oh, yeah.
And then just put both bodies in?
With your mom forever.
Oh, my God. My mom is very clingy. That would be something she'd do. She'd just be
She's
like,
already arranged it, Danielle.
Yes, she has. The average body length of adult rats is 9 to 11 inches, plus a tail of 9 to 7 inches. The average body length of adult rats is 9 to 11 inches, plus a tail of 7 to 9 inches, according to the American Fancy Rat and Mouse Association. Karen, is that a real thing?
Well, these
Do they have a calendar?
Probably. These are fancy rats.
Fancy rats. That's the average? Seems really big.
Yeah.
Ugh.
These are big. I can show you a picture if you want to see them.
DEET is... I don't. Thank you. DEET is not DDT. In fact, DDT was banned in the U.S. in 1972. Myth. The higher the percentage of DEET, the better protected you are. Fact. The level of DEET is in repellent only determines how long the protection lasts.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And you know what? Congrats to us for making it out past the DDT law.
Yeah.
Good on us.
That's interesting that we even know about it since it was banned so long ago.
I think movies and pop culture stuff. I see it in movies where little kids are running through the DEET spray.
Licking DDT.
Yeah, and just swallowing it, running behind it like an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Remain calm and carried on.
That's right.
Move to an area that's fire ant free. Just in general, you should do that.
Everyone's going to move from the southern states up to the middle.
If you're in an uncontrolled skydive, aim for a fire ant mound. Good advice. We don't recommend playing the hypothetical game with Danielle.
Mm-mm.
You will die.
Yes.
Hypothetically.
She cheats.
I do. I add things at the last minute. Well, you guys, this has been another excellent episode, in my opinion.
I loved it.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Paul F. Tompkins,
Paul F. Tompkins, I mean, and such a nice guy and such a sweetheart and so funny. You don't always get that in one package.
I mean, he's all that in a bag of chips.
He is.
Garen, you were great. Thank you for your summaries. As always, hilarious. And your strong editing skills and your great shoulders.
You're laughing at his great shoulders. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out the compliments today.
You are. Shoulders are one of the most important things on a man to me.
I like
physically.
Them. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind tiny. I don't mind heavy. I don't mind skinny. Mm-hmm. But if you have narrow shoulders,
not a good thing, huh?
Yeah, except for Dave Foley. I let him get away with it.
From Kids in the Fall?
Kids in the Fall? Kids in the Spring? Kids in the Autumn? That's the same thing.
I got confused.
Kids in the Hall. Yes.
I just saw him on Superstore as it made a guest appearance.
Yes.
And I was like, I haven't seen him in forever.
I adore him, but he is very slight of shoulder.
Okay. Well, you're not going to hook up with him anytime soon, though.
No.
Just so Jimmy knows he's safe.
Good. He's safe.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your comments on Instagram and Twitter. Please check us out on How to Survive Pod. howtosurvive.com.
Yep, you can buy some swag.
We got swag.
And as always,
remain calm.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.